Wake Up Call continues here from 1300 WTLS and 106.5 FM. And you can watch us on Tallahassee Times TV, TallahasseeTV.com. And this morning, Jennifer Turner joining us in studio from Tallahassee, Alabama, and now with the Atlanta Falcons. Good morning, Jennifer. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good.
Appreciate you coming in. And now, what year did you graduate from THS?
I graduated in 2005.
So from there to Troy.
Yes.
And now with the Falcons. Tell us how that all, you know, came about.
Okay, well, I graduated in 2005, and then I went to college at Troy University, where I cheered and danced there for 2 years. I transferred to Alabama for a year, where I danced on the hip-hop team there. Then I transferred back to Troy, where I started a hip-hop dance team there, and I did that for 2 years. And then I tried out this year for the Atlanta Falcons, and now I'm there. So.
Well, go through the process with the Falcons. I mean, that to be an NFL cheerleader.
I mean, we've seen the shows. I mean, you've seen the Dallas
Cowboy cheerleader show.
You call me every time it's on. You say, Michael, it's Miles, it's on, and let me know.
I'm sure the process is quite hectic, and it's got to be difficult to become one. I mean, kind of give us an idea of what it was like for you.
Definitely. It is as intense as you think it is, as you see on TV. Our tryout was a 5-day process. You walk in, you know, there's hundreds of girls who look like Miss America. And so it's very intimidating, but the first cut that we had, they narrowed it down to about half, and there were around 300 that tried out. And the second cut, which was on the first day as well, they narrowed it down to 41 girls. So that first day was the huge cut. There were 41 girls who were not veterans. So into the finals, they took 41 girls plus another 20 veterans that were retrying out. They automatically made it to the finals. So after that first day, we went through a process of interviews and learning more choreography, more routines, and it stretched out over 4 more days. And then the final day, they just made one last cut. So it was definitely intense and definitely stressful. I didn't get any sleep. I was up practicing all night.
Well, tell me, how big a deal was it for you when they announced that you were one of them, when you won, you know, you're on the cheerleader squad for the Atlanta Falcons?
Oh, it was huge. It's definitely been a dream of mine ever since I was a little girl. I remember getting on the Atlanta Falcons website and looking at the cheerleaders' pictures and videos, and I would always show my mom, like, Mom, come look. You know, it's something I've definitely always wanted to do, and I mean, it's just a dream come true for me.
Now, you know, it's a lot of glamour. There's no doubt about it, because it's an elite group that gets to do what you do. But I, you know, you were telling us you're still working. This is not going to be your career just to be a cheerleader. You're working on getting your master's and moving on into the field of accounting. So,
right. Cheerleading is definitely not a full-time job.
Okay.
We are required to either be full-time students or have a full-time job. So these girls are, you know, we have lawyers, we have accountants, we have, you name it, we have it. And these women are very professional, and it's, you know, it's definitely time-consuming. However, we don't get paid very much to do it. And the majority of our stuff is actually appearances. 90% of what we do, we're in the community doing work, working with kids. And but we are required to either have a part-time
That's interesting.
Or a full-time job or
yeah.
student.
That they make you do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how often do they call? I mean, how often are you called to say, well, we need you to be here for this and that? I mean, is it pretty much every week? Is it something that goes
absolutely.
Around
absolutely. There are appearances almost every day. Last year, there were around 400, I think, throughout the whole year. So there are appearances all the time, you know, and it's great though. That's, I think, the best part about being an Atlanta Falcon is, you know, the performing is great, the games are great, but it's awesome to get out in the community and really make a difference and see, you know, you put a smile on somebody's face, and that just, it's a great feeling.
You have met up with Bear Woods, and you two are going to be married. Many people know Bear because he played college football at Troy. He has been affiliated with the Falcons as well. How did you two meet up? How did this all come about?
We met our freshman year in college through some mutual friends, and we were friends for a year. We hung out, and finally we just decided that it was inevitable. We liked each other, so we started dating our sophomore year of college, and we've been dating ever since.
And, man, you know, this is a guy who, you know, is one of the big, you know, he's a big-time player at Troy, no doubt about it, and mm-hmm. One of the most noticeable things was the face paint that he'd wear all the time, right?
Yes.
Right. I mean, he wasn't like, a couple of lines under the eye. I mean, it was all over the face.
Yeah, then like
you have to help him with that? I mean, what is that? How does that work?
Well, he actually does it himself. He calls it his war paint.
War paint, that's
his
right.
War paint, yes. Uh-huh.
And the hair, I noticed I was looking at a picture of him.
He doesn't wear it all the time.
No, not all the time. Just for games.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at his photo, and he's got the hair coming down, too. He's got, that seems like that'd be a lot of work.
Yes. yes, I actually did his dreadlocks for him.
Wow.
It took us about 8 hours. But, he has been inspired by the band Rage Against the Machine, and he's always... wanted dreads ever since he was in high school, and he got them in college, and that kind of became his signature look, I guess, with the dreads and the war paint. So,
well, tell us about you from small town Tallahassee, Alabama, all the way to the Falcons, and you go back and you see some of the girls here now, and you say, well, that was me one day. What is it like to go back and tell that you experienced? I mean, not just Tallahassee, but I'm sure you met up with other high school and colleges before, talking about your experience and what it took to get to where you are now.
Right. It's definitely a great opportunity to show people that no matter where you're from, small town, big town, wherever, you can accomplish whatever you want to as long as you set goals and work as hard as you can. So I hope that I showed them that, and it's a great opportunity to do that.
It is.
Jennifer Turner with the Atlanta Falcons cheerleaders with us here on the Wake Up Call this morning. Take care. Appreciate it.